The next patient is Aurelien Valley. The last name is V like in Victor, A, L like in Lima, L like in Lima, E like in Echo, E like in Echo. First name, A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N, Aurelien Valley. This is a clinical case of a 89-year-old French male that has a history of chronic kidney disease stage 4. Probably it's associated to nephrosclerosis, has been present for a long time. In the latest laboratory workup, the serum creatinine is 2.4. The estimated GFR is 25. It has been in the same neighborhood. He doesn't have significant proteinuria. The BUN is 30 and the glucose 133. Number two. This patient has a liver cirrhosis that is most likely associated to hepatitis B. He had a history of gastrointestinal bleed that used to be evaluated by Dr. Ekichi, E-K-I-C-I. And the patient doesn't have a gastroenterology since Dr. Ekichi moved out of the area. At this time, I don't see any indication for any procedures. The patient remains stable. He has an albumin of his 4.2. He doesn't have gastrointestinal symptoms. Following number, the patient has portal hypertension. Following number, arterial hypertension under control. The blood pressure reading today is 142 over 66. Following number, a history of hyperuricemia. The patient has been treated with allopurinol. Gastroesophageal reflux disease. The patient has been taking omeprazole. That would be one of the concerns, taking into consideration the possibility of toxicity and kidney impairment with the PPIs. However, the patient remains stable. He takes propranolol and spironolactone for the liver cirrhosis. Following number, BPH, that is asymptomatic. Following number, the patient had skin cancer removed from the left forearm, and he has lesions in the nostrils that are being evaluated by the dermatologist. It's like little polyps. In the skin, not inside the nostril. Period reevaluation in 6 months with laboratory workup. Period paragraph, I spend 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face conversation and the patient and the daughter that came from Atlanta explained the clinical picture and discuss the gastroenterology problem as well, and in the documentation it's spent 10 minutes.